when you look at what's been happening over the last couple of weeks, and you take Grealish and Galway, you take Michael Lowry, and you take, you know, you've got Jim McDaid, Jimmy Devins, you know, there's been a lot of soundings from these TDs across the country about, you know, putting it up to the government. You know, there's the perfect opportunity today to allow the electors to go out and cast their votes. You know, so if these people are disgruntled with the government on issues, they have the opportunity today. So it's quite possible by come tomorrow morning there could well be a by-election called in the three constituencies, and I'd be quite hopeful, to be honest. And I have to say, we're well prepared. We're on the ground. We're out, and you know, we're looking forward to this election in Fine Gael and Donegal South West.
That being said, I suppose you've thrown down the gauntlet to some of these backbenchers. It's you're saying it's time to put up or shut up. But is it not the case that when it comes down to votes like this, the government has a knack of scraping through?
Well, it's a pure reflection of these people who've been talking out of both sides and out all along. Particularly, you know, you take these guys down the Midlands and in Sligo, and you know, you take Dr. Jim McDaid to a certain extent. You know, he's got issues with the government. He's been on the record, Dr. Jim McDaid, by saying it should be a by-election in Donegal. So when you go on the record as a public representative in your capacity as a TD and as a member of Dáil Éireann, you should follow through. Otherwise, you've no credibility. I would hope that the people of Donegal South West, who are now making history, being without the full representation for the longest time in the state, you know, I think it's a bit of a disgrace on the government. It's a big disgrace on the government that it's been allowed to go this far.